A Miami-Dade prison warden was placed on administrative leave Thursday as police investigate the suspicious death of an inmate. But the accusations are not limited to Dade County alone. As WLRN Miami Herald reporter Gina Jordan tells us, the Florida Department of Corrections is dealing with several questionable deaths at its facilities around the state.
Corrections Secretary Mike Cruz told reporters he suspended Warden Jerry Cummings as part of an overall evaluation of leadership at the Dade Correctional Institution. It's been 2 years since the death of 50-year-old Darren Rainey, a mentally ill inmate at the facility.
There have since then been numerous reports and allegations that officers at this institution placed him in a scalding hot shower as punishment, which resulted in his death.
Cruz told reporters he's frustrated the investigation by Miami-Dade police into Rainey's death isn't complete. A series of reports in the Miami Herald uncovered concerns about multiple suspicious deaths in the correctional system. In a separate case, four corrections investigators are suing the department. They say they were retaliated against after uncovering an inaccurate report about an inmate's death. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And we'll be talking about the Florida prison system on WLRN's news talk show, The Florida Roundup, today at noon. In other news this morning, the budget released this week by Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez calls for the loss of 674 county jobs. But during a visit to the Miami Herald newsroom, the mayor said it doesn't have to be that way. Reporter Rick Stone tells us how Jimenez's Plan B reduces the job losses to nearly zero.
Jimenez told the Miami Herald editorial board he balances the budget with huge employment reductions in police, parks, and library services. He concedes the cuts are big and painful, but he also said this.
The budget that we presented was a worst-case scenario budget.
Worst case, meaning without factoring in union pay concessions and reduced health care costs that he's hoping for, but not counting on. The pay concessions would actually be a continuation of givebacks that unions agreed to for 3 years, 3 years ago. Restoring the pay cuts now would cost the county $40 million a year. And the health care angle is persuading county workers to accept less comprehensive health insurance than they have right now. Trading in Rolls-Royce coverage for Cadillac coverage, as Jimenez describes it, would free up enough money to cover the rest of the budget shortfall.
And if we are able to get that, then most of these cuts will be eliminated.
But Jimenez told the Herald editors the unions have tremendous influence over the county commission, especially in election years like this one. He's hoping for the concessions, but without much optimism. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.